ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 10 ವರ್ಸ್ 25. ಮಹರ್ಷೀಣಾಂ ಭೃಗುರಹಂ ಗಿರಾಮಸ್ಮ್ಯೇಕಮಕ್ಷರಂ ಯಜ್ಞಾನಾಂ ಜಪಯಜ್ಞೋಸ್ಮಿ ಸ್ಥಾವರಾಣಾಂ ಹಿಮಾಲಯಃ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎನ್ಯೂಮರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವಿಭೂತೀಸ್ ಟು ಅರ್ಜುನ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾರ್ಥಂ ವಿಭೂತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. And on what are all objects I have to meditate upon? When Arjuna asked, Lord Krishna giving one form and a name in this 10th chapter to meditate upon. I am available in that form. You can meditate. While he is talking those vibhutis, in this 25th shloka, Lord Krishna said, Maharshinam aham bhruguhun. Among great maharshis, I am the Bhrugu Maharshi. You meditate upon Bhrugu as the Lord. When you meditate upon that Maharshi Bhrugu, you have to think the Lord is in this form. That is the intention. Upasana is always, you have to superimpose. Invoking is what? You have to invoke the infinite Lord upon so-and-so object. That is the upasana. Just as you meditate, as you invoke on flame as Devi, or you invoke Vinayaka on turmeric, when you make it in a pyramid form, you invoke Vinayaka, even though that is not Vinayaka. You know all that. Even temples, there are lot of granite stones. We invoke the Lord. We never do Abhishekam to the stone. We never do Abhishekam to the black stone. We do Abhishekam to particular Lord whom we have invoked in that stone. Like that, each name here Bhagavan is giving, you invoke me in them. That is the intention of Bhagavan here. One object when he is mentioning, may you invoke me on so and so. That so and so only Bhagavan is mentioning. Upon Bhrugu, ye invoke me. Then Giram, Ekam Aksharam Ahamasmi. This only we are seeing. Giram, among words, Ekam Aksharam Omkaraha Ahamasmi. Omkara word is not mentioned, but Ekam Aksharam means Omkara alone. So that Omkara may you meditate upon. So this Omkara represents the entire alphabets, the entire words, all sentences, all dictionaries, entire language, any language, all languages are in one Omkara. So Omkara represents all languages. How the Shabda comes out? Shabda comes out whatever you have in thought form. First it is in thought form. Shabda is in thought form. Then it comes as in a spoken form. Then it comes as in a written form. Any sound. First sound is in the thought form, manasika level, mental level. Then that thought, that shabda which is in thought form, comes in verbal form, spoken words. Shabda form means spoken words. Then that spoken words alone, you are putting in written forms now. That shabda only, it has got three forms. Every shabda has got three forms. Thought form, verbal form, written form. Or thought form, spoken form and written form. My thoughts I am converting into words. My words I am converting into spoken words. You are converting into written words. All are nothing but shabda. So shabda, before it is coming into a written form, it was in a verbal form. Before it is coming into a verbal form, it was in thought form. Before it is coming into thought form also, it was in space. Why? Akasha shabda gunaha. Shabda is the guna of akasha. So before thought, verbal and written form, the shabda was in akasha, space. Because the akasha has got shabda guna, in that shabda all Veda mantras, omkara is there. The entire Veda, omkara represents. How do you know? All Vedas, when we are not able to chant, all devatas went and asked Brahmaji, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda, we cannot chant, please condense them. Then Lord Brahmaji started churning four Vedas. When he is churning, he got Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhuhu Bhuha Soha Tatsavitrvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prajodayat Gayatri Mantra. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi from one Veda, Dhiyo Yonah Prajodayat from another Veda, Tatsavitrvarenyam from another Veda. Three sentences of Gayatri from three Vedas. Tatsavitrvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yonah Prajodayat. Who will chant? Where is the time? So further make it condensed. Then Brahmaji started churning that Gayatri, three lines. When he started churning, Vyahritis came. Om Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Bhuvaha Suvaha. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Called Vyahritis. These Vyahritis are the condensation of Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra is the condensation of Veda. Then Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha also chanting difficult. So therefore let us have some more shorter form, shortest form. Then Brahmaji churned the Vyakritis. Then three letters came. A, U, Um. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. From three Vyakritis, three letters. Akara, Ukara, Makara. So, A, U, three times chanting 2 minutes it takes. Therefore, let us condense further. Then, A plus U, put together Om. One letter. Now, one letter, Omkara, monosyllable, is what? Essence of the Vedas. Omityekaksharam. Omityetadaksharam idagum sarvam sarvopavyakhyanam bhutam bhavad bhavishyaditi sarvam omkarameva. First mantra of Mandukya Upanishad. Akara, ukara, makara, beautifully presented in 12 mantras. If you want to study about omkara, elaborately listen to Mandukya. Each letter is elaborately explained in each mantra, beautifully in omkara. When you mix with akara and ukara, it become o, gunasandhi takes place there, okara. Then makara join, om it comes. Everyone can chant, even sannyasis are recommended to chant that omkara, especially. That omkara is the most auspicious mantra. It is the most auspicious mantra for every ritual we start with Omkara. This Omkara, it is Av Dhatu, it comes. Av. Av means Avati, Rakshane, Ityarthaha. Once you chant that Omkara, it protects you. The moment you chant Omkara, it protects you. Avati, Rakshane. How it protects you? The more you chant Omkara, slowly you understand the Omkara and you get Chitta Shuddhi and you get a lot of Jnana Yogyata Prapti, Guru Prapti, Shastra Prapti, Moksha Prapti. All you get it. Therefore, Omkara is the auspicious monosyllable. There is one, it is either Vaidika mantra or Laukika mantra. Vaidika means Vedic, connected. Laukika means like our newspaper letters. Okay. We never look down upon those words. Even any magazine, any letter, any book, we always revere every Laukika Shabda also. That's why we never step on any paper or book. We respect, because we consider it as a Saraswati. Therefore, we have a prayer also for that. Vagdevi Vadanambuje Vasatume Trailokya Mata. Vagdevi means there is a Devi on your tongue, Vagdevi. That Vagdevi is a Trailokya Mata. Vagdevi Vadanambuje. Vadanambuje means in face. She is residing on your tongue. Vagdevi Vadanambuje Vasatume. May you live always on my tongue. You are the mother of three worlds. Everyone has to speak A and In between Ukara only, changing as many words. My another observation is very interesting. I feel that, because Vedantic students' philosophical observation is this, vowels, Akara and Ukara, they come under vowels. Without vowels, consonants cannot be pronounced. Without vowels, consonant separately cannot be pronounced and cannot have any meaning. Every consonant has to mix with a vowel. Without vowel, consonant is no place at all in language. So the consonant is a consonant can be pronounced verbally when it is associated with a vowel. Swara. In ats, ats they call it. Ats means what? Vowels. Hal means consonant. If you apply this philosophically, all vowels put together, Brahman, equal to Brahman. All consonants are like Nama Rupa, Maya. Maya cannot exist separately without Brahman. All Nama Rupas are within this vowels only. All Namas, you see your own name. You look at your own name, there are consonants. With only vowels, there is no name at all. You cannot keep only with vowel, no name can come. Just check your name. With vowels, no name can come. Similarly, Shuddha Brahman cannot appear without Maya. This is my own extrapolation, okay, extension. Shuddha Brahman, pure existence Brahman, cannot appear or manifest without Maya Shakti. Just as the vowels alone cannot have place to utter any name, vowels. Therefore, vowels are able to be pronounced without consonants. But vowels cannot, with vowels only you cannot keep namar pair. So the vowels have to mix with the consonants. Consonant cannot be pronounced without vowel. So they are like Brahman and Maya. நல்லா இருக்கோ, எனக்கு பிடிச்சிருக்கு, ஐ லைக் திஸ் ஐடியா. ஸோ எவ்ரி நேம் ஹேஸ் காட் எ வவெல் அண்ட் கான்சோனன்ட், மேட்டர் அண்ட் ஸ்பிரிட் மிக்ஸ்சர். வாட் இஸ் சத்யம்? Vowels can be pronounced, they have their own place without consonants, but consonants cannot have place in language without vowels. So pure Brahman exists without Maya support independently, but Maya cannot exist independently. Poduma? Adi podu. Okay. So now thought, verbal and sound form is in three varieties, written form. Therefore, we have to understand this Omkara is Sarvakaranam. Means what? Sarvakaranam means Omkara alone is Srishtikaranam, Omkara alone is Sthitikaranam, Omkara alone is the Layakaranam. Srishtikaranam means Omkara, from Omkara only all alphabets have come. Because of Omkara only, all of them are sustaining all languages. Into Omkara only, everything merge. You have to open the mouth to utter some word. So, Srishti, then Sthiti, Ukara. Whenever you are talking, you have to close the mouth. Shape la varum. Then when it goes to Laya, you swallow. Just a simple Omkara. I told you, I can take one day upon this letter. But at the end of now, then you can go through Mandukya care of. Next, Japayajnanam. Ajnanam Japayajnaha Ahamasmi. Another significant vibhuti of the Lord. Ajnanam. Among all activities, Aham Japayajnaha Asmi. I am the Japayajna. Japayajna means Japa is Mantra Avritti. Mantra Avritti. Avritti means repetition. Shabda Avritti or Mantra Avritti. You take one mantra, any name of the Lord, you take your Ishta Devata. Avritti means repetition. You repeatedly chant that mantra, that Shabda Avritti. What mantra you take? Some meaningful mantra. Ashtakshari or Gayatri, Dvadashakshari or Panchakshari. Any aksharam, whatever you like to take, you can take. That mantra, when you chant repeatedly, Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame, that also you can take. But repeatedly, hundreds and hundreds of times. They say, if you take Panchakshari Mantra, 5 lakhs you have to chant. If you take Ashtakshari Mantra, you have to chant 8 lakhs. If you take Dvadashakshari Mantra, you have to chant 12 lakhs. If you take Rama Rama Rameti, how many lakhs you count? As many letters, so many lakhs you have to chant. Then what? You get mantra siddhi. Whatever you speak, it comes true. That is called mantra siddhi. But not for siddhi's sake you chant, but you chant for mental purification, spiritual upliftment, you can chant. That is good. The japa can be practiced by everyone. There are a lot of advantages of japa yajna. The first advantage is, it is universal, uniform to everyone. There is no age bar, caste bar, religion bar. Bar means no limitation, okay? There is no caste limitation or religion limitation or any language, you speak whatever language, but mantra japa is allowed to all people. It is universal for one and all. This is one advantage. Unlike other Vedic rituals, Sandhya Vandana, everyone should not practice. Only Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisyas only has got Sandhya Vandanam. And certain Agnihotra rituals only for specific Varnas they are given. Kshatriyas, some type of Yagas, Homas, all should not practice. Even Vaidika mantras, all are not meant for all people. But Japa is for everyone. No limitation at all, no any restriction. This is the first advantage. Then second advantage is, while doing Japa Avritti, you need not follow any rules. Physically, whatever your body condition, doesn't matter. But to do Agnihotra, Yaga, Homa and all, you must have black hair first. You must be married. You must have one putra. Certain Yagas and Homas to do, these are the rules. All are not supposed to do. A widower is not supposed to do any Yaga, Homa and all. Any other Vaidika rituals. Only Grihastha only can do. Whereas Japa Yajna, everyone can practice at any age. At any age. You cannot practice Japa Yajna, this age, no limit at all. At a very young age, from 3-year-old, 2-year-old also you can start. But Yajna, Yaga, Homas and all, not like that. You require certain rituals for that separately. So therefore, physically also, suppose you are not able to sit and do, lie down and do japa, doesn't matter. So you are not chanting avritti, mantra avritti for material benefits. You are only chanting for spiritual upliftment or manasika shuddhi. Even if you won't take bath also, doesn't matter. From the bed itself, you start chanting. There is no time rule, there is no space wise. In the muhurtam ki dipandanam, yajna yaga homa and all, you have to see all the proper place and proper time. But japa is not necessary. You can do any place at any time. There is no stipulated time or any specific space, place is not mentioned. So anywhere at any time. But all other rituals, muhurtam, there is special time is there. So this is another advantage. Just like certain physical exercise, asanas, something everyone should not do, certain asanas. But walking, everyone can do. It is for all people. Japa Yajna is like walking. So everyone can practice. This is another advantage. So these are all advantages are there. The japa, the letter itself indicates jakaro janma vichedaha. Jakaro janma vichedaha pakara papa nashanaha janma papa haro yasmat japa ityuchate budhaihi. Jakara, the letter in japa, janma vichedaha, it destroys the janma. Again, punarapi janma, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle, you can be free from. Jakaro janma vichedaha. The pa letter in the japa, pakara papanashanaha. The pa letter removes all our papas, sanchita papas. All accumulated sins can be destroyed. Pakara papanashanaha. Janma papa hareti yasmat. Since the dispeller of janma and papa, japa iti uchyate brudhaihi, wise people call it as japa. Mantra also is like that. Mananat trayate iti mantra, mantra japa. Mananat, by repeatedly you memorize the mantra, mananat trayate, protects. As many times you memorize the mantra, so much it protects you. Mananat trayate iti mantra. Mantra japa means japa is this meaning. So everyone can chant that japa. Very efficacious. Among all rituals, most efficacious yajna is japa yajna. நீங்கள் ஒன்றுமே பண்ண வேண்டாம். அனதர் அட்வான்டேஜ் இஸ் வைல் யூ வாண்ட் டூயிங் யாகா ஹோமாண்டால் யூ ரெக்வயர் எ திரவியம், ஹோம திரவியம். ஈவன் ஃபார் அபிஷேகா, ஹோமா, யாகா, ஹவு மெனி திங்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கெட், யூ ரெக்வயர் மனி ஆல்சோ. மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், லாட் ஆஃப் மெட்டீரியல் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், அண்ட் யூ ரெக்வயர் சம் நைஸ் பிளேஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ஜப்பா. யூ டோன்ட் ரிக்வயர் எனி மெட்டீரியல். ஈவன் ருத்ராட்ச மாலா ஆல்சோ இஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர்ட். வித்தவுட் தேட் ஆல்சோ யூ கேன் டூ. சம் பீப்புள் ஹாவ் எ மிஷின், யூனோ, அந்த கிட் டிக் 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 டிக், அது கூட தேவையில்லை ஆக்சுவலாக. ஆன் யுவர் ஃபிங்கர்ஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் யூ கேன் கவுண்ட். ஆல் அவர் கிராண்ட் மாஸ் டிட் வாட், நாட் வித் டிக் டிக், ஓகே, ஒன்லி இது ஜப்பமாலை, துளசி மாலை, நாட் ஈவன் காஸ்ட்லி ஸ்பட்டிக மாலை, ருத்ராட்ச மாலை ஆல்சோ தே ஹவ் நெவர் என்கரேஜ்டு. ஒன்லி துளசி மாலை தான் சீப்பஸ்ட் மாலை. ஈவன் தட் ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு மெயின்டெயின். சப்போஸ் ஃபிங்கர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் பிட்வீன், யூ கேன் கவுண்ட் சோ மெனி ஆவ்ருத்திஸ். ஹவு சீப் அண்ட் பெஸ்ட். ஈவன் ரயில்வே பிளாட்ஃபார்ம் யூ கேன் சிட் அண்ட் டூ. ஹவு ஈஸி என்ன இட் இஸ் யஜ்ஞா. யஜ்ஞானாம் ஜபயஜ்ஞா அகமஸ்மி பகவான் சேஸ், தட் இஸ் த விபூதி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். ஸோ யூ கேன் சாண்ட் இன் திஸ் வே, ஜபயஜ்ஞா அகம் அர்ஜுனா, யூ கேன் சாண்ட். தீஸ் ஆர் த அட்வான்டேஜஸ். ஒன் மோர் லாஸ்ட் அட்வான்டேஜ் இஸ் ஃபார் சன்னியாசி. ஓகே, சன்னியாசி டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி மெட்டீரியல். ஹீ கெனாட் டூ அன்னதானம், வஸ்திரதானம், கோதானம், பூதானம். சன்னியாசி இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ஹி ஹாஸ் ரினவுன்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங், ஆல் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். பட் ஒன் ரிச்சுவல் ஈஸ் ஹேவிங், தட் இஸ் ஜபம். சன்னியாசிக்கு ஜபயஜ்னா ஈஸ் ரீடெயின்டு. ஈவன் ஆல் அதர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஆர் ரினவுன்ஸ்டு, ஹீ கேன் ரீடெயின் தட் ஹம்சகாயத்ரி ஓங்கார சன்னியாசி ஜப மந்திர, தட் ஈஸ் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஈவன் ஃபார் சன்னியாசி. பட் ஹீ ஷுட் நாட் சாண்ட் எனி பகவன் நாம. சன்னியாசி இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு சாண்ட் ஓன்லி ஹம்ச காயத்ரி, நாட் ரெகுலர் காயத்ரி ஆர் ஓங்கார. ஹைலி ரிகமெண்டட் ஃபார் சன்னியாசிஸ். ஃபார் கிரகஸ்தாஸ் அலாங் வித் ஓங்காரா சம் நேம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட் இஸ் ப்ரிஸ்கிரைப்டு. ஸோ தட் இஸ் த அட்வான்டேஜ் ஃபார் சன்னியாசிக்கு. திஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் ஜபயஜ்ஞான. ஸோ ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு சாண்ட் ஒன் மந்த்ரா ஆர் அதர் எவ்ரிடே, மார்னிங் ஆர் ஈவினிங் ஆர் எனி டைம், வென் எவர் யூ வாண்ட் யூ கேன் டூ ஆவருத்தி. அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் பாயிண்ட் அபவுட் ஜபயஜ்ஞா இஸ் வேஸ் யூ ஆர் சாண்டிங் த மந்த்ரா ஆவருத்தி, யூ நீட் நாட் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் அர்த்த. ஜபா இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் சப்த பிரதானம், நாட் அர்த்த பிரதானம். யூ மீனிங் யூ நீட் நாட் பாதர் அபவுட் இட், இஸ் ஓன்லி சப்த பிரதானம். தட் இஸ் வை ஐ டேக் எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் ஓங்கார. ஓம், அது மீன் அந்த சப்த இட் செல்ஃப் ப்யூரிஃபைஸ் யுவர் மைண்ட். இட் ஆக்டிவேட் ஆல் யுவர் செல்ஸ் இன் த பாடி, த வைப்ரேஷன். தேர் ஃபோர் எர்லி யூ கம் அண்ட் சாண்ட் எவ்ரி கிளாஸ் ஐ ஆம் கீப்பிங் தட் அகார உகார மகார சாண்டிங். பை நோயிங் ஆல் தி சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஐ ஹவ் கெப்ட் திஸ் சாண்டிங். இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹெல்த் ஆல்சோ, குட் ஃபார் ஹார்ட். இஃப் ஐ சே லைக் திஸ் ஓன்லி பீப்புள் கம். இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹார்ட், ரியலி இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹார்ட. இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் பிரெயின், இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் மெமரி, இட் இஸ் குட் ஃபார் ஹெல்த், ஃபிசிக்கல் ஹெல்த், மென்டல் ஹெல்த், ஈவன் இன்டலெக்சுவல் ஹெல்த். இட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி குட் தட் ஓங்கார வைப்ரேஷன் இஸ் அமேசிங் வைப்ரேஷன். யூ சீ தட் த மகார அந்த சவுண்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் வைப்ரேட்ஸ் யுவர் என்டையர் பாடி சிஸ்டம். இஃப் யூ ஆர் அவேர் ஆஃப் தட் வென் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் சம்வேர் யூ ரிமெம்பர், தெர் இஸ் நோ யூஸ். தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் சப்த பிரதானம், நாட் அர்த்த பிரதானம். தென் தட் ஜப்பா ஆல்சோ உச்ச ஜப்பா, மந்த ஜப்பா. தெர் ஆர் டூ டைப்ஸ், உபாம்சு ஜப்பா. இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஃபீலிங் ஸ்லீப்பி, பெட்டர் சாண்ட் உச்ச ஜப்பா லவுட்லி. யூ கேன் லிசன், அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ கேன் லிசன், ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய, ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய, ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய. ஆர் யுவர் சிவபக்தா, ஓம் நம சிவாய, ஓம் நம சிவாய. வாட் எவர் லார்ட் யூ லைக் டு டேக் தட் மந்த்ரா, யூ கேன் டேக் லவுட்லி உச்ச ஜப்பா. பட் டோன்ட் சாண்ட் லைஃப் லாங் உச்ச ஜப்பா, யூ வில் பி டயர்ட். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் நாட் லெத்தர்ஜிக் ஆர் தாமசிக், ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஏ ராஜசிக், சாண்ட் மென்டலி ஆர் வித் லிப் மூமெண்ட் உபாம் சுஜாபா, இல்ல மந்த ஜப்பா. ஸோ யூ ஓன்லி லிசன் தட் மந்த்ரா, நோ ஒன் கேன் லிசன். ஆஃப்டர் தட் மோர் அட்வான்ஸ்டு மந்த்ரா ஜப்பா ஈஸ் யூ ஆல்சோ ஓன்ட் லிசன் யுவர் ஓன் அட்டரன்ஸ். ஒன்லி மானசிக ஜப்பா, மானசிக ஜப்பா ஈஸ் மோர் சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட் தேன் உச்ச ஜப்பா. உச்ச ஜப்பா இஸ் கிராஸ், மந்த ஜப்பா இஸ் சட்டில், ஓகே. பட் மானசிக ஜப்பா இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட், பிகாஸ் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் குவாலிஃபைடு டு டூ மானசிக ஜப்பா, பிகாஸ் தே ஸ்லீப் ஆஃப் வென் தே டூ மானச ஜப்பா. இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் எ லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ராக்டிஸ், லாங் இயர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ராக்டிஸ், தென் அலோன் யூ ஆர் எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் மானசிக ஜப்பா. ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் மானச ஜப்பா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் மைண்ட். த மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு பிகம் ப்ரிடாமினன்ட்லி சாத்விக் டு டூ மானச ஜப்பா. சே ஃபார் எ தமோகுண பர்சன் உச்ச ஜப்பா, ஃபார் எ ராஜசிக் பர்சன் உபாம்சு ஜப்பா ஆர் மந்த ஜப்பா, ஆர் ஒரு சாத்விக் பர்சனுக்கு மானசிக ஜப்பா. ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு கிராஜுவலி ப்ரோக்ரெஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு ப்ரோக்ரெஸ். பட் வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் ஆர் எலிஜிபிள் ஃபார் மென்டல் மானசிக ஜப்பா, மானசிக பூஜா, மானச தியானம். ஆல் ஆர் நாட் எலிஜிபிள், தே ஆர் கிராஸ் லெவல். யூ ரிக்வயர் கிராஸ் டு சட்டில் டு சட்லெஸ்ட் டு யூ ஹாவ் டு ட்ராவல். திஸ் இஸ் அபவுட் ஜப யஜ்ஞா. நவு கம்ஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன், ஸ்தாவராணாம் ஹிமாலயா. ஸ்தாவராணா மீன்ஸ் அமாங் த மௌண்டெயின்ஸ், திஷ்டதி இது ஸ்தாவரா. ஸ்தாவரா மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் ஸ்டெடி அண்ட் ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஒன் பிளேஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்தாவரா. ஸ்தாவராணாம் ஷஷ்டி பகுவச்சனம், அமாங் மௌண்டெயின்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் த ஹிமாலயா, வேர் த லார்ட் சிவா dwells there, his house Himalaya. Himasya alayaha Himalayaha, full of snow, that's why it is called Himalayaha. I am the Himalaya among the mountains. Now you know why we go to Himalayas, because Bhagwan's residence, that is Bhagwan's residence, Himalayas. Next month sloka we will read.
அஸ்வத்த சர்வ வ்ருக்ஷாணாம் தேவர்ஷீணாம் ச நாரதஹ கந்தர்வாணாம் சித்ரரதஹ சித்தானாம் கபிலோ முனிஹ. சர்வ விருக்ஷாணாம் அஹம் அஸ்வத்தா அஸ்மி, தட் அஹம் அஸ்மி யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அர்ஜுனா, அமாங் ஆல் ட்ரீஸ், சர்வ விருக்ஷாண, நாட் பிளான்ட்ஸ், ட்ரீஸ். ட்ரீஸ் ஆர் விச் ஆர் ஹேவிங் எ பிக் ட்ரங்க், பிக் யூனோ ரூட்ஸ் அண்ட் வைட் ஸ்ப்ரெட், தே ஆர் கால்டு ட்ரீஸ். We should know the difference between plant, shrubs and trees. That is why Bhagavan says Vrikshanam. Why it is called Vrikshaha? Vrischanat iti Vrikshaha. That which is cuttable is called Vrikshaha. Vrischanat. And cuttable. Every tree is cuttable. Cuttable is not an English word. Okay. Sanskrit, Tamil and English combined. So you can cut, that which you can cut is called vrikshaha, tree.
among the trees I am Ashvattha. In our culture, we respect, we revere the trees. And you know, till today people do some marriage to this neem tree and that fig tree. That is considered as a Vishnu, the neem tree is considered as a Lakshmi. You go to villages, they do marriage. And this Vishnu side tree people and neem side tree people, they are two groups. And they do marriage to those trees. That much concept is so sacred concept. What is that now? In this fig tree, Arasamaram, what we call Arasamaram, that fig tree is considered as Trimurtis. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara are there in one tree. Therefore, all of us, they do pradakshanam towards that. We do pradakshanam to neem tree, we do pradakshanam to fig tree, we do pradakshanam to tulasi tree, tulasi plant. And people look at us. And our people tie the toranams also. Okay? In many places you go to, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, old trees are there, they consider them as vriksha devata. Among that, this Ashvattha, I am Arjuna, you meditate upon Ashvattha Vriksha as my vibhuti, as my form. There is a nice shloka also. Mulato Brahma Rupaya. The mulam, the root level of that tree, fig tree is, Arasamaram is Brahma Rupam. It is Mulato Brahma Rupaya. Madhyato Vishnu Rupine, the trunk part, the middle portion of the tree, Madhyato Vishnu Rupine, it is the Vishnu form. So Brahma Vishnu Nara. Agrata Shiva Rupaya, the top of the tree is Shiva Rupam. Agrato Shiva Rupaya, Vriksharajaya Te Namaha. You are the Vriksharaja, the king of all trees, Vriksharajaya Te Namaha. My salutations to you, O the king of all trees, because you are the Brahma, you are the Vishnu, you are the Shiva. Three murtis are in one tree, they are available. This is the concept why people worship. In every temple you see, that tree will be there. And they put a lot of manjal, lot of kumkuma. There is separate place for that in every temple behind the backyard of the temple they keep. And they do pradakshanam first. I used to do when I was young. Every day first we go to that tree only. After that only other Vinayakar and Anjaneyar adi mudichittu apparam garbhagriham. We go to the garbhagriha. This is the temple architecture mainly. So Ashvattha is... That see, sloka said by Kalidasa. Even Mangalashtakam also, there is a one paragraph fully for trees. Ashvattha, that comes total. That sloka in Mangalashtakam, in our Stotramala it is there. One, that sloka fully written by Kalidasa only. If you chant that sloka every day, everything is Mangalam only for you. Regarding trees, one paragraph is there. There it comes, this Ashvattha word comes. Not only that, in Vishnu Sahasranama, Nyagrodho Dumbara, Ashvattha also comes there. Nyagrodhaha is one type of tree. Udumbaraha is another type of tree. Even Banyan tree also, Vatavriksham, is also considered as sacred as this. So there are lot of vrikshams. Among them, I am the Ashvattha Vriksham. Then what? Devarshinam Naradaha. Among Devarshis, divine sages, there are Manushya Rishis and Devarshis. So Manushya Rishis, Sapta Rishis, you know. But the Narada, Triloka Samchari, belongs to higher Loka. So that Narada is called Devarshi. Narada, I am among Devarshis. Maharshinam Bhrugu, he said in the previous shloka. Among Maharshis. Now I am the Narada among Devarshis. So you have to differentiate. Okay, Devarshi is the one who belong to the divine sages. This Rishi, name is called Naradaha because Naram means Mokshaha. Naram means Mokshaha. Naraha means knowledge. Jnanam. Naram Dadati iti Naradaha. The one who is the giver of knowledge. What knowledge? Atma Jnanam. The one who is the giver of Atma Jnanam, Brahma Vidya, he is called Naradaha. Therefore, Narada is a Jnani. How do you know? He went to Sanat Kumara and studied Bhuma Vidya. In Chandogya Upanishad, it comes, the story. He studied from Sanat Kumara and got the Brahma Vidya, that is called Bhuma Vidya. From that time onwards, he became a great teacher to all people. He became the teacher of Prahlada. He became the teacher of Dhruva. But he don't sit like this and he teach years together. Because Dhruva and Prahlada are mature bhaktas, refined. Therefore, Narada just come and say, mantra he gives and say, just a few words, they get knowledge. Namak apadi illiye. Veetla velella mudichittu. Vandi ukkaandi. And the 1 hour also we think about house only. What guru can do? Even 100 Naradas come and sit also. That is the fact. But Prahlada is not like that. Dhruva is not like that. They are all ripened bhaktas. Tivra mukshus they are. So the Narada just comes and tells, yes, even Tyagaraja also got darshan of Narada. And blessed by Narada. Therefore, Narada is the great Jnani. He is the one. Why he is called Rishi? No? Here, Rishi means Rishati. Janati. Atmatattvam is called Rishihi. Rishati, Janati, Atmatattvam iti Rishihi. Mantra drashtaraha. Rishi means mantra drashtaraha, the knowers of that mantras. The Narada knows. Therefore, he is called Devarshi. Then, Gandharvanam Chitraradaha. Among celestials, Gandharvas, there is a nice sloka for trees also. I love this sloka. Oh, that sloka, Swayam Atape Tishthanti. The trees are those are compared to Sajjana Purushas, noble people. Sajjana Ivanar. A tree, every tree is equal to a noble Mahatma. It is equal to a Mahatma. Why? That sloka tells, Swayam Atape Tishthanti. They stand in hot sun. Swayam Atape means hot sun. They stand. Trees are all standing inside or outside? Outside. Under the sun straight, atape tishthanti, chayam anyam kurvanti. They stand in hot sun, but they give shadow for others. Chayam anyam kurvanti. Chaya means shadow. They give shadow to all people who comes and stand under it. But they are standing under hot sun. They are giving shadow to us. How cool it is, you know, under the tree. Under the tree, you are feeling coolness. Who is giving? Sun is giving or tree is giving? Chayam anyam kurvanti. Not only that. Phalani api parārthāya. The fruits, many fruits are coming. Mango season is coming. Mango fruits. None of the mango tree eats the mango fruit. All fruits are parārthāya, for the sake of others only. Even you put kallu, stone, they give fruit only. You are putting stone upon me, they never be angry. They give fruits for parārthāya. These people sell those fruits and get money. But they won't give, even single pie that tree takes? No. ஈவன் யூ ஓன்ட் போர் வாட்டர் ஆல்சோ இட் சர்வைவ்ஸ் பாபம் ரெயின் வாட்டர் இட் ஸ்டோர்ஸ் அண்ட் சர்வைவ் இயர்ஸ் டுகெதர் 50 இயர்ஸ் 70 இயர்ஸ் 100 இயர்ஸ் இட் கிவ்ஸ் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் கிவ்ஸ் ஷேட் வாட் இட் கிவ்ஸ் மச் மோர் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஆக்சிஜன் இட் கிவ்ஸ் ஆக்சிஜன் ஹவு கிரேட் தே ஆர் ஹவு கிரேட் தே ஆர் விரக்ஷாக சத்புருஷாக இவ சத்புருஷாக நோபல் பீப்புள் மகாத்மாஸ் ஆர் தோஸ் பீப்புள் தே ஆல்வேஸ் அண்டர் கோ லாட் ஆஃப் பெயின் பட் தே கிவ் குட் டு த சொசைட்டி தே லிவ் எ டஃப் லைஃப் வித்தவுட் எனி திங் தே லிவ் ஃபார் தெம் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி திங் ஃபார் தேர் சேக் வித்தவுட் எனி பொசிஷன்ஸ் தே லிவ் and but they give good no to the society always they are the well wishers of the society and they never take anything from the society in return they give and give and give parārthāya jīvanti therefore vrikṣāḥ satpuruṣāḥ iva a beautiful shloka that's why environmental devatās they are They are really protecting the environment. The more you cut the trees, the more global warming. The more you maintain the tree, that's why nowadays they are telling, all of you plant one tree, at least plant one tree. Why they are asking? Plant one tree and increase trees. Don't increase the population. Human population, don't increase. Why? Because we are doing harm to the society. Because they are the well-wishers of the society, that's why we want to increase. That means we are the beneficiaries of the trees, but because of human population, no one is beneficiary. Understand? That's why population cut here, there increase. That itself shows how great we are. Okay? But what we are doing? People are cutting the trees. You can cut within hours, but the tree to grow, it takes decades. To give fruits, it takes decades. We should not cut the trees. There is a nice story also. One person used to cut all the time. When the branches are coming to his compound, he used to cut the tree. Because leaves are falling in there. Leaves are falling in there. But the same person's house, tree is going to that side, that person is not cutting. That person is not cutting. And grandson asked his tata, Tata, that person is cutting our branches. Why you are not cutting his branches? That tree is coming to our compound. That tata said, don't cut that branch also. Leaves comes, what is there? We'll clean it. But we get fruits also. That branch fruits fall here only. So, okay, not only that, it gives shade, it gives oxygen. Therefore, I don't want to cut their branch even it comes this side. That person do not know, he is immature person, he cut the tree. He is getting lot of heat in his house. I am getting lot of breeze into my house by allowing that branch to come to my house side. Unless you have a big problem or unavoidable, only you have to cut. Otherwise, don't touch. On the other hand, you have to respect the tree. One vibhuti ki evvalavu idam irukku. I thought of completing 3-4 slokas, but I am not able to complete even one sloka. So, I am inefficient, I think. Okay. Next, Chitraradha means beautiful chariot. The one who has got a beautiful chariot is called Chitraradha. Gandharvanam among... Gandharvas. Gandharvas are those celestials, those who know the art, paintings. They are all called artists, musicians, dancers. They play instruments. They do lot of paintings, lot of architect they know. They are called Gandharvas. That is why when the singer sings nicely, Bala Gandharva, they give name, Bala Gandharva. Gandharvas are musicians or artists. Among them, Chitraradha, handsome person, the one who has got handsome, a beautiful Radha. Therefore, he is called Chitraradha. One of the 16 sons of Kashyapa, it seems. They say, I do not know how far it is. We have to go into Puranas again. Okay. Then Siddhanam Munihi Kapilaha. I am the Kapila Muni among the Siddhas. Siddhas means Siddha Purushas. Siddhis means powers, occult powers. The one who has got occult powers. Occult powers are possible by five ways. Anyone can get occult powers. Occult means siddhis, ashta siddhis. They are possible by janmataha. By birth itself, some people get occult powers at the young age itself because of purva janma, vasanas. That is janmataha. And the second way of getting siddhis is dhyanat or yogat. By doing lot of yoga abhyasa, dhyana abhyasa, one can get occult powers. Then third, aushadhat, by aushadha, mooligai. Some aushadhams also if you have, with that you can create some siddhis. That's why Himalayas, the people, no? They have some aushadhams within their hands, they show some siddhis, aushadhat, by mooligai. Then fourth one is mani. In the Irula tribe and all, Irula tribe, theriyumo? In the villages and all, they are people, they have some types of manis, marakata mani, some types. With that mani also they create. When the serpent comes, even it bites also, they convert that poison, no? As a medicine. If they keep that mani there, that poison is converted into a medicine. That is also a siddhi. That's called through manis they can get siddhis. Then fifth one is mantrat. By some mantras you get siddhis. What are the siddhis? No? There are eight siddhis. First one is anima, becoming light. Anima, not light, small. Anima, become light. Hanuman is the best example, okay? Anima, Hanuman, whenever he wants to become, he becomes a small. Anima. Then, Mahima, he can become a big, huge form whenever he wants. Mahima, big, to become big. Then, Laghima, to become light, like a cotton. Suddenly, I can become a cotton and I can levitate myself, you know, in that. Like that, Laghima. Then Garima, suddenly I can increase my weight. That's what Hanuman did when he went to Lanka, Sri Ravana Darbar. He increased his weight. No one could move him. Hanuman, Garima. Then Prapti, fifth one. Prapti means reaching to any place, Prapti. Whatever place he wants to go, he can go. That is called Prapti. Then sixth siddhi is Prakamya. Fulfillment of any desire. Prakamya. Prakamya means any desire if I have, I can fulfill. If I have siddhis. That is called Prakamya. Then seventh one is Ishitvam. Ishitvam means controlling power. Controlling power. I can control anything, Vayu, Varuna, Agni, Bhumi, all Panchabhutas are under my control. All Rakshasas having the Siddhis. You know? Then Vashitvam. Vashitvam means overlordship. He can have control on anyone and any person. Vashitvam, overlordship. Vashitvam. So these are all the siddhis. Anima, Mahima, Laghima, Garima, Prapti, Prakamya, Ishitvam, Vashitvam. All ashta siddhis among the siddhanam, there are four types people. Jnanam plus siddhi. They are having jnanam, atma jnanam also siddhis. Kapila has got both. He is a Vishnu avataram, Kapila. He became the guru of his own mother, Devahuti. That is called Kapila Gita. In Bhagavata it comes, that Kapila I am, he says. I took this text in T. Nagar class, Kapila Gita. So, that Kapila I am. So, Jnanam is there and Siddhas also there. But there are some people without jnanam, there are siddhis. No jnanam, siddhis. Jnanam minus siddhis minus jnanam. Okay? There are people, only siddhis they have, this is that, second one. Having siddhis, no jnanam. But there are people having jnanam plus siddhis, kapila. Third category is only jnanam, no siddhis. They have only atma-jnanam, brahma-vidya, but no siddhis. But there are people, no jnanam, no siddhis. No jnanam, no siddhis, they cannot be liberated. No jnanam, only siddhis, also not liberated. Those who are having jnanam without siddhis are liberated. They are always liberated. Those who are having jnanam plus siddhis, they are also liberated. Okay, Shastra never recommends siddhis. If you have siddhis or not, doesn't matter. Must have jnanam. Siddhis are only obstacles, not encouraged in the Shastra. Hey Arjuna, I am the Kapila Muni among those siddhas. Who is having jnanam also? Not kevala siddhis.
Uchai shravasam ashvanam. Viddhi mam amrutodbhavam. Airavatam gajendranam. Naranam cha naradhipam.
In this shloka, three quarters talking about those things which are all come out of that Samudra Madhanam time. While Devatas and Asuras, they want to have a Amritam. They want to live permanently. So they want Amritam. And Bhagavan advised them, if you want to live eternally, you all have to drink Amritam. How to get Amritam? Go and churn the milk ocean. That Kshirabdi, the Kshirabdi means milky ocean, you churn. From that Amrita will come. How to churn? Devatas and Asuras are planning how to churn. To churn like curds, you require mat, a rope. So rope, that mat is required, where to go. And they asked that Parvatam, no? Meru Parvatam, they asked, you can help us like a mat. Yes, I'll come. Then how to churn that? They asked Vasuki, please Vasuki, you come and help us like a rope. Then they tied that Vasuki. Vasuki, they didn't tie. Vasuki only turned itself into that Parvatam, mountain. Then Asuras and Devatas are thinking, which side I have to stand? Asuras don't want to stand the tail side. Who will stand at the tail side? We want to stand at the... There also quarrel. Okay. Which side want to stand? After standing, they started churning that side and this side. What comes? All these three. Ashvam, Airavatam, all they have come from that. Amritam comes from that. All these we will see in the next class. So very important values are given in this story. Those values are very, very significant. And other products which are all come from that Samudra, also very highly divine. That also we'll see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.